Okay, let's dig into this. If you work in the public sector, you probably feel it, right? The pressure to do more, often with less budget, and let's be honest, probably dealing with stacks of paper. We've seen some data suggesting print and document stuff can chew up, what, like 1 to 3% of an agency's budget? That's pretty significant.
It really is. And often it's kind of hidden in plain sight.
Exactly. So for this deep dive, we looked at the Empowering the Public Sector blog.pdf. Our goal here is, well, can we flip the script? Can we turn these print environments from, budget black holes into actual assets?
Assets that save money and make things run smoother.
Yeah.
That's the aim.
Right. And we're talking practical stuff, not just theory.
Yeah.
Actionable insights you can hopefully use.
Yeah, because these everyday things, printing, mailing, shuffling documents, they can be these silent resource drains. They just add up.
They really do. So, okay, where do we start peeling back the layers on this paper challenge? What are the common, pain points?
Well, one huge one we see all the time is just a lack of standardization, across different departments.
Yeah. Like different teams just buying whatever printer they fancied over the years.
Precisely. You end up with this mix of brands, different models.
I can picture it. Finance has some ancient laser printer that jams every other day, and marketing's got the flashy new inkjet.
Exactly. And that whole mix means inconsistent service, right? It's a nightmare trying to order the right toner or ink for everything.
Total headache for supplies, I bet.
Massive headache. And think about your IT folks trying to support this zoo of different devices. It all just bumps up the operational cost.
Yeah, it's like trying to run a car fleet where every car needs different parts and its own mechanic. Okay, so that's the devices themselves. What about the actual cost of hitting print?
That's another big area. Often there aren't clear, updated print policies. So you get habits forming, like printing everything in color when black and white is
Wear
fine.
single-sided printing just because it's the default.
Right. And people still love their little desktop printers right next to them. They seem convenient.
But they cost more per page.
Significantly more, yeah. Compared to a shared, more efficient machine, those costs really stack up over thousands of pages.
And it's not just the ink and paper, is it? I imagine a lot of staff time still gets, well, bogged down in old manual ways of doing things.
Oh, definitely. This is a huge time sink. And it's where errors creep in, too. Think about printing bills, and then someone has to physically stuff all those envelopes.
Right, or prepping big mail outs, pulling student records manually, even just routing paper forms around the
All
office.
that takes staff hours away from, more important work.
It does feel like some of these basic workflows are stuck in the past. And what's striking is how often organizations don't really know how much they're printing.
That's absolutely critical. Without good tracking, you're basically guessing. You don't know how much is printed or which departments print the most or where you could actually cut back.
You can't manage what you don't measure, as they say.
Exactly. You have no real visibility.
And given we're talking public sector, there's often sensitive data involved. The security side of unmanaged printing must be a worry.
A huge worry. Think about confidential documents just sitting on a printer tray for anyone to pick up. That's a data breach waiting to happen.
Yeah, and compliance issues too.
Precisely. It's a risk no agency can really afford to ignore.
Okay, so the picture's pretty clear. This sort of device sprawl, high costs, manual work, no visibility, security risks. It's a lot. So what can organizations actually do about it? Where are the solutions?
Well, a really effective first step is often print fleet consolidation, basically slimming down the number of devices.
Getting rid of some.
Yeah, especially those little desktop printers,
Yeah.
replacing them with shared, secure, multifunction printers, MFPs.
Okay, so fewer machines, but they do more. What's the upside there?
Several big ones. First, you get much better central control over everything. Second, the cost per page on a good MFP is way lower than a desktop inkjet or laser. Plus, these shared devices often come bundled with managed print services. So think proactive maintenance, automatic supply ordering. It takes the burden off your team.
That sounds helpful.
The source we looked at had a pretty compelling stat. Swapping out, say, 50 individual printers for just 10 networked MFPs could cut your supply costs by over 30%.
30%. Wow, that's not small
Not at
change.
all. It's a big impact right there.
Okay, so fewer devices is one thing. What else? What other levers can you pull?
Automated print rules. This can make a big difference without people having to actively think about it.
How does that work?
You set system defaults, like automatically print double-sided duplex, they call it, or default to black and white instead of color.
Ah, so the system guides users towards the cheaper options automatically.
Exactly. It takes the reliance off individuals remembering to change settings every single time. You bake the efficiency right in.
Smart. Makes sense.
And then for places that do big regular print jobs, think monthly bills, maybe newsletters, internal comms.
Yeah.
Investing in some in-house production print gear, maybe even basic finishing like folding or binding, can be a real game changer.
So bring that work inside instead of sending it out.
Precisely. Like that Parks and Rec program guide example. Instead of paying an external printer, you could potentially do it yourself.
Cuts costs, I assume.
Cuts costs, definitely. But also gives you more control over timelines. Need something fast, you could potentially do it.
Okay. You mentioned monthly bills earlier.
Yes. And the source highlighted a really smart tactic here. Use that monthly bill mailing, you're sending it anyway, right?
Right.
Use it to push people towards paperless billing or setting up auto pay. Put a little insert in the envelope.
Ah, use the existing communication channel. Clever.
It's prime real estate.
Yeah.
The source broke down the costs, printing, stuffing, postage. It can easily be like $1.30 or more per mailed bill.
Ouch.
So if you're mailing, say, 20,000 bills a month, that's over $26,000. Just getting 25% of those folks to switch to paperless, that could save nearly $80,000 a year.
$80,000. That's huge savings just from encouraging a switch.
Huge. And having that in-house print capability makes producing those little promotional inserts much cheaper, too.
Yeah, I can see how that ties together. Okay, what about all the old paper records? Filing cabinets full of stuff?
Digitizing. Converting those physical records to digital formats has massive benefits.
Like what? Less storage space needed?
Definitely less physical storage. But also, finding information becomes so much faster. Think about legal or HR needing to pull specific documents.
Yes, searching digitally versus digging through boxes.
No comparison. It also makes complying with record retention rules much easier. And it can even trim down your IT infrastructure costs related to storing physical records indirectly.
How do organizations usually tackle that? Seems like a big project.
Often they partner up. A managed print provider can often help set up secure, efficient scanning workflows to get it done.
Okay. So less paper clutter, faster access, better compliance. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, what about print jobs that get sent and then just forgotten, left sitting on the printer?
The ghost prints. Secure print release is the answer there.
Meaning?
Meaning you have to actually authenticate yourself at the printer before your job prints out. Use your ID badge, maybe enter a PIN code.
So the job doesn't print until you're physically there.
Exactly. And the impact is immediate. Far fewer unclaimed prints just piling up.
Saves paper and toner, obviously.
Yep. But it also seriously boosts security for sensitive documents. And frankly, it just keeps the printer area tidier. The source suggested organizations often see a 10, maybe 15% drop in total print volume just from this.
Just from that one change. Impressive.
It really is. Eliminates a lot of accidental or unnecessary printing.
So, okay, we're getting a handle on what's printed securely. But how do you keep finding ways to improve? How do you know where the printing is actually happening?
That's where auditing and monitoring tools come in. You need to track usage.
Software that watches the printers.
Essentially, yes. It gives you reports, who's printing, which departments print the most, what types of jobs. This data is gold.
How so? For charging departments back?
You can use it for internal chargeback, sure. But more fundamentally, as the source points out, visibility drives accountability.
Ah, just knowing it's being tracked makes people think twice.
It often does, yes. Wasteful habits tend to decline. And giving department heads, say, a quarterly report on their team's printing can get them engaged in finding savings, too.
Makes sense. Shine a light on it. Now, we touched on bringing printing in-house earlier. Does that really save money compared to just outsourcing everything?
For many things, absolutely. Having your own production print gear gives you speed, control, and often, yeah, significant cost savings, especially for regular stuff.
Like what kind of things?
Annual reports, maybe public notices, materials for events, training manuals. Think about it. If you outsource a small print run, you often face minimum order fees or high per item costs.
Right, the setup costs for the print shop.
Exactly. The source gave an example, printing 1,000 simple inserts for a water bill. In-house, maybe it costs 12 cents each. Outsourced, could easily be 40 cents or more.
Wow, that's a big difference per piece.
It adds up incredibly fast over the year.
Okay, that's compelling. What about specific environments, like, say, schools or universities? Lots of printing there.
Yeah. Education is a big one. Print quotas can be really effective there for staff, for students.
Setting limits on how much they can print.
Exactly. Monthly limits, semester limits, whatever fits, especially for non-essential printing. It nudges people towards digital collaboration, sharing documents online instead of printing copies for everyone.
Discourages overuse.
Right. And institutions that do this often see print output drop by up to 20%, sometimes more, without really hurting productivity.
20% is substantial. Okay, so we've covered saving money, boosting efficiency, security. But you mentioned earlier potentially generating revenue. How on earth does that work with printing?
Yeah, this is a really interesting angle. If your agency has decent print equipment and maybe some downtime or spare capacity,
okay,
you could potentially offer printing services to others. Maybe neighboring towns, local nonprofits, other public bodies.
Like become a mini print shop for hire.
Sort of. Think about printing election materials for the county, or maybe educational packets for a school district nearby. Public notices for a smaller municipality that doesn't have the gear.
Huh. And charge from them for it?
Charge a fair fee, yeah. It helps them out, and it helps you monetize equipment that might otherwise be sitting idle. Plus, it builds good community links.
Any examples of that working?
The source mentioned a county print shop that made, like, $5,000 just by printing some training materials for a neighboring township. It's turning an asset into a revenue stream.
That's quite entrepreneurial for the public sector, a really creative use of resources.
It shows a different way of thinking about these internal services.
Okay, so wrapping this up, it really sounds like there's a ton of untapped potential for public sector organizations when it comes to print.
There really is. By tackling those common issues, the device mess, the high costs, the manual steps, the lack of data, security gaps using these kinds of strategies.
Consolidation, rules, in-house production, digitization, secure print.
Exactly. Monitoring usage, maybe even exploring those revenue ideas.
Hmm.
You can genuinely shift the print environment from being just a cost center to something strategic.
Saving significant money, making things run better, more securely.
And maybe even bringing a little cash in. It's about transforming that whole function.
So for you listening, maybe take a moment to think. Which of these ideas hits closest to home for your organization? Is it the army of desktop printers? Is it the lack of security? Maybe it's time to stop seeing printing as just an expense line.
And start seeing it as an area ripe for optimization, a place to unlock resources.
Absolutely, a real opportunity.
And just as a final note, Genesis One, the source we were drawing from, they actually offer a no-cost print assessment. It could be a good way to, you know, get a baseline and see where your specific savings opportunities might lie.
A good starting point to figure out where the biggest wins might be for you. Definitely something to consider.